So this is how it started.
What are you up to?
Just brushing up on my American history. If I say history, they certainly teach you strange things in the States.
Like what?
Well, for all the talk of this being a revolutionary war, it was a civil one. Well, not that kind of civil. I mean, there was no America versus Britain. It was Brit-on-Brit action. And you can clearly see how the whole thing got started. One war gave birth to the other.
You mean the Seven Years' War?
Exactly. Seems the Crown overspent in its attempt to keep the French out. Wound up with a great deal of debt. Believing that the colonists should help to shoulder the burden, new taxes were created. It was a reasonable request, even if Parliament was rather, well, undiplomatic about it.
Well, it's not really fair to tax people for a war they didn't want any part of.
What? Didn't want any part of? Did you not notice George Washington with Edward Braddock? He was right there in the middle of it. So here you have the Crown spending who knows how much money to secure a place for the colonists to thrive, and then, when they ask for a little bit of help... Right, look, think of it this way. King George and the colonists, they all go out to dinner, right? And when the bill comes, George asks for them to kick in and pay their share. Fair enough. But keep in mind, he's been taking them out to dinner gratis for decades now. But the colonists, oh no, they insist they only had a glass of water and a side salad. Never mind the table's full of half-eaten food and empty bottles of wine. Now, when the king points this out, what do the colonists do? Oh, they flip the table over and they storm out the restaurant. Probably intending to turn later and burn it down.
You left out the part where the king pointed a gun at the colonists and asked them to cover dinner for everyone in the restaurant.
Right, yeah, interesting take. If he pulled out a gun, and I'm not sure he did, it would only have been after the 100th failed attempt at getting them to pay their fair share.
But how do you define someone's fair share?
Well, with a war, apparently. I wonder how many other places...